basketball leagues for young Muslim girls are springing up around the Chicago area. They're encouraging more girls to get into sports while celebrating their Muslim identity. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka picks up this story from the sidelines.
I'm at a Park District gym in suburban Woodridge, where a dozen teen girls are warming up for basketball practice, currently doing defensive drills. The girls stop mid-practice for a water break, and some of them put on their hoodies and line up in the middle of the court with their shoes off and kneel down in prayer. They're joined in prayer by some of their parents and their coach, Amina Chaudhry. For the girls, the scene is routine. But it's symbolic of a major shift among Muslim girls in the Chicago area, where a growing number of them are getting into sports like basketball. Here's Coach Chaudhry.
We have girls in our program who had never even thought about playing basketball, never picked up a basketball a day in their life, but they saw the marketing for a program in the mosque, and it's for girls, and they brought their parents brought them out, and they realized the athletic ability that they have and the basketball talent they have.
One catalyst is a 2021 law that allows Illinois students to modify their sports clothing in schools without needing a waiver from their school district. For Muslim girls, that means they no longer need to get permission to wear a hijab or leggings and long sleeves underneath their uniforms to practice modesty, which is core to their faith.
Ariana's the one right there in the middle with the white shoe, white, pink, and blue shoes on.
Shamsa Jaffrey sits in the bleachers, watching her daughter's practice. She says the change in state law removes a barrier that she faced as a kid.
It wasn't even heard of in, like, sports to be able to wear clothing or wear a uniform that would align with our religion.
But some young girls are still getting questioned about their clothing choices, like 14-year-old Noreen Mukta. When she started playing in a Park District basketball league in the northwest suburbs 3 years ago, she got asked,
like, why I wear leggings? Like, do I get hot? Like, when I was fasting, and they're like, oh, can't you just cheat? Like, I commend you, because I would totally cheat.
Her dad, Janaid, heard similar stories from other parents. So a few of them got together and formed a basketball league for their girls. They called it Muslim Ballers, and they turned to their local mosque in Morton Grove to recruit some 70 players. Dads volunteered to coach, Janaid included, even though his three daughters were all on different teams.
If I was coaching one, that means I 50% chance I was coaching against another. So I tried to avoid coaching, because then there would be problems back at home if I coached one.
Sana, Noreen's mom, wishes leagues like this existed when she was a kid in public school and wasn't allowed to cover up.
I asked the coach once, you know, can I wear sweatpants? And he was like, no, you have to wear shorts. And that's when I just completely, I didn't even ask twice. I didn't have that confidence.
She says it's rewarding to see her daughter do something she wasn't able to.
I mean, she plays confidently, and it makes me very proud. Sometimes when I see her, I'm actually, like, in tears, because you don't see girls go that far.
Noreen now plays on her high school basketball team, and Sana credits the league for helping Noreen find the words and the courage to explain to those who ask why she chooses to cover up. Noreen looks up to Bilqis Abdul-Kadir, a Muslim American basketball player who was the first NCAA Division I player to wear hijab while competing.
She, like, really promotes playing with hijab. I'm like, for me, I'm not ready for that yet, but it's something I aspire to be able to do.
Anna Savchenka, WBEZ News.